See, most of us in life, we just want somebody to take responsibility. If they take responsibility, we won't be hard on them at all. It's just like, do you remember years ago when Richard Nixon did not take any responsibility for Watergate? How many years did people stay upset with him? Or Ronald Reagan for the first, what was it, almost 6 months to a year after the Iran-Contra affair? Till finally, he got on national television and said, you know, I didn't make the decisions, but I am captain of the ship. I am responsible. And all the heat came off of him. Or John F. Kennedy, who did it immediately after the Bay of the Pigs, where he got up and said, you know what? I'm responsible. We screwed up. It's like people got off his case immediately. But what most people do is if somebody comes to you and says, I need your help, or I'm upset with you, or they try to communicate, if you try and defend, if you try and justify or blame them, it's just going to get into something terrible. Instead, you know, allow for the possibility that what you did had a negative impact on them, even though it wasn't your intent, and apologize for that impact. That really will allow people to say, listen, you know, I'm really sorry this affected you this way. It certainly wasn't my intent. You know, let me tell you what I'd be willing to do to make it work for you because I'm committed to supporting you. People can hear that. That's all part of answering this question. How can I communicate in a way that really empowers my relationship? Communicate what you need by asking for clarification and asking for help. And here's the final question. Question number 7. And by the way, it's one of my favorite questions in life. I ask this all the time. It's the foundation to really staying happy in your life and finding value in anything. And that is, what's great about this? I ask myself, what's really great about this situation? I thought, well, what's great about it is, sometimes my brain goes, nothing. But I said, well, what could be great about this if I wanted something to be great about it? And my brain said, what's great about this is I developed a whole other technology all because of this challenge. All because of this situation, I developed something that was much better than what I had asked somebody to transcribe the night before. Now, that's not an excuse for anybody listening not to follow through and say, well, gosh, look at all the good things that came out of you not getting what you needed. But on the other hand, if you want to find something good in any situation, you always can. All you got to do is look for it. All you got to do is focus on it, and questions focus our mind. So what's great about this? What's great about this is it's a chance to even get closer to her. What's great about this is a chance for me to reaffirm my faith even more in this person that I can count on her in the future. What's great about this is seeing how committed she really is. What's great about this is for me to really appreciate the people I have around me even more. All of a sudden, the situation only a few minutes before had me in near rage has now got me really excited about the possibilities that it can generate for my future. Now, by the way, did I do this reality check like one time and now, you know, I never ever get upset? Of course. I'm just, you know, one of those kind of people. Not hardly. Like everybody else, things happen. And when they happen, sometimes I get upset. My upset is always about what? The meaning that I've made up about the situation. And again, remember, it's not usually one meaning. It's stacked meanings. So for now, here's what I want you to do for your homework. Your homework's real simple. First of all, remember what we've talked about here. That really, the mastery of life is the mastery of meaning. Mastering the way you communicate to yourself about what things mean. And make sure before you communicate to anybody else, communicate better to yourself. At least find out what your needs are and allow for the possibility that as certain as you are about something and what it means, that there may be another possibility that's not so painful and one that doesn't make others wrong. If you can just get in the habit of that, it can change your life. And most importantly, let's never question the intent of those people that we've created a bridge with. Once we decide who that person is, we're not going to question what their intent is. They may have behavior we don't like, but we don't ever question the essence of our relationship. That's so important to long-term success in any kind of communication, whether it be business or personal, that's going to last. So what I'd like you to do is simple. I want you to come up with 2 issues you've had in your personal life with other people. Now, when I say issues, it may not be a big issue. It may have just been something that made you a little bit angry or a little bit upset or a little frustrated with somebody, or maybe it was real angry or real upset. Maybe you've gotten resentful about it. And what I'd like you to do is, in writing, do the reality check on each one of these one at a time. In other words, run through the 7 questions and write down the answers. The reason is, in writing it down, it'll be much more clear to you seeing those ideas right there in front of you. And also, hey, look, I know you don't know these 7 questions yet. You don't know the reality check. You've only heard it a few times. That's why I try to give you 2 or 3 examples for repetition's sake. But in writing down the questions and the answers, you'll start to memorize the 7 questions. They'll start to become part of you. And once you've done that with 2 issues in your personal life, I'd like you to do it with 2 business areas. That is, think of maybe an issue you've had with your boss or a coworker. And again, issue may be too strong a word for you, but an upset or a frustration or something that just confused you. You don't know why it happened. And run through the reality check. When you're done with that, your 3rd step is go communicate in a way that makes this person feel appreciated, not judged, and ask for their help. Tell them how you may have misinterpreted something and you just like some clarification, and would they please help you? I think if you do that, you're going to find out. You'll be able to create the bond that's really most important, and you'll find a whole new way of breaking through in communication.